The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Alison Hayslip.
I'm Lord Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping some booze and spitting some news.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing it, of course, with Tom, White Wine Mandango Kravsky, who just put his phone down so he could pay attention to the show.
I love listening to you. Hi, girls, ladies, women.
Just so everyone's on the same page, we're recording this episode immediately after last week's episode, because we're on vacation.
I'm in Hawaii, bitches.
What? I'm on Hilton Head Island. I'm getting tan. What? Tom, what are you doing?
I'm in Burbank drinking at the local bar. Come join me.
Yeah, that's not true.
I'll tell you everything you need to know about Alex.
By the way, I know Tom's local bar. I won't say it. Yeah. I know Tom's local bar.
I took Maude there.
Yeah, but there was one day a friend of mine was like, meet me at this bar. And I was like, oh, that's Tom's bar. I wonder if I'll see Tom. And I walked in, literally Tom was sitting at the bar.
Yay.
And I was like, yep.
And then you let me hang out with you.
I let you. Tom.
You invited me.
Yeah, you make it sound like it's a favor. Like, I want you to join us.
She allowed me to bask in her presence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to bring this up last week's episode, and I forgot, so I'm kind of hoping that by this point this hasn't been resolved in world news, because then we're just talking about something that's outdated. But it might have been. Who knows? But Sony and Disney not coming to a solution with Spider-Man.
Poor Tom Holland.
I know! It's like we finally have the most perfect Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. He wants to play Spider-Man for as long
as... he's like... dead and in the grave. And it's like, how do we fuck this up for poor Tom Holland? Like, this is why we'll never have world peace, is because we can't even do right by Tom Holland.
Well, Disney wanted, their original agreement was that because Sony owns the rights and Disney wanted in, they were like, you can have 5% of the profits. Now Disney's come back and went, let's actually make it 50-50. To which Sony has obviously gone, wow, that's a huge jump.
Yes.
This is our property. Right. Yes, you do a good job making us billions of dollars, but it's also ours, and that's almost unreasonable. So we're going to say no. And Disney's like, cool, we're not going to do any more then. Bye.
So that just means then they can't cross over anything with Spider-Man.
With Spider-Man. But here's the thing. So I have a lot of friends, like industry friends, who think Sony leaked the news.
To make Disney look bad, to turn their fans against
and
them?
To start public, you know, discussion about it, which is what is happening.
I think it's in Disney and Marvel's favor, though, really, because they allowed Iron Man in the last one. Like, they gave up one of their big properties and said, here, like, for the sake of our story.
But Disney is also in the whole Marvel section in the park. In California Adventure, they're in the process of making a Spider-Man ride.
Are they really?
Yes, or a Spider-Man section. Spider-Man something.
But that has to already be set then. They have to. To be okay that they're building. But yeah, go ahead.
I don't know.
That
seems like
that would.
Like, there's something Spider-Man related happening in one of the parks. So it's like if Disney couldn't use Spider-Man, I don't know.
You know,
Disney have a zillion other things to do. But
rip it down with their billions of dollars.
Yeah. But it just like, I was just like, why is dear sweet Spider-Man the one that this happens over?
And why aren't they fighting for Incredible Hulk?
I know. Or like X-Men doesn't get this kind of thing.
Yeah. Wait, where's the Hulk?
Well, no, X-Men's Fox, and that actually is now owned by Disney.
Oh, you're right. You're totally right. Yeah. That's why they bought
Sony.
You're correct. They originally were separated, but you're right. Disney bought Fox. A year or so ago.
Is Hulk still with Sony? I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hulk still with Sony?
Was it Paramount or Sony?
I don't know.
But it's not under the Marvel umbrella. Never. That was announced.
So even though he's in the Avengers movies, he can't have his own
only be
movie.
Used in Avengers. He cannot have a standalone
no
movie.
Way.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because we haven't had a Mark Ruffalo standalone. We've only had the Edward Norton. Yeah. Who has the rights?
And the Eric
Ruffalo Banner. Told Collider that as far as a Hulk movie, a standalone Hulk movie, Marvel doesn't really have the rights to that yet. It's still Universal's property.
So Universal owns Hulk. Sony owns Spider-Man. And the thing that, well, Sony owns actually a bunch of the Spider-Man villains and other heroes, which is why they tried to do Venom.
They did Venom,
but Venom fucking, it didn't technically bomb in the box office, but it definitely bombed as far as a critically good movie.
Neither have I seen it.
Because everyone's like, don't bother. So yes. I did not bother. And it had
Tom
Hardy.
It'll be like when it's finally on a plane.
Yep.
I'll watch it on
and I may even turn it off to sleep instead, you know?
Yeah.
But this is the thing where it's like Sony's cutting the Marvel ties.
Wait a minute, Michelle Williams is in Venom?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She's coming back for Venom 2.
What?
Which is going to be directed by...
Scotum. Are you serious?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Andy Serkis.
Oh my God, he's directing
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's so cool.
I'm so glad I know this because I do run a geek media company.
Yeah, I'm really glad you know this too because I clearly did not. I'm going to be honest, I still haven't seen Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, it's not, I went to London to cover the time.
Yes, I know you did. Yeah,
I'm going to throw a
friend of the show under the bus. Jonathan Fernandez. I think he's been on our show the most out of anyone, possibly.
He's also the snappiest dresser we've had on the show.
Listen,
I'm very envious.
The greatest dude. I'm jokingly throwing him under the bus. But we had made plans to go see Spider-Man Far From Home together. And then literally every time we make plans, the plans fall apart.
Jonathan Flakenandez.
No, hold on. On both sides. And then one day, very recently, like just a week or two ago, I get a text from him that's like, hey, I have to go see the movie at this time on this day for reasons. Can you come? And I'm like, no, I can't come. He's like, sorry. And I'm like, seriously, I've been waiting. Like, what is it? Like 2.5 months now? Like, I have purposely not gone by myself because I'm like, Jonathan and I have to see it together. Yeah. And then he just like, cuts me off. He's like, ah, I got my own thing. And I'm like, ah.
So, Far From Home is really good.
No, I know. And I've been wanting to see it. I wonder if I have time. Maybe tomorrow afternoon.
Is it still in theaters? It's got to be somewhere. It was a June release. So
It's still got to be somewhere. I'm going to try to go see it by myself.
It's surpassed $1 billion.
Hopefully by the time this podcast airs, I have seen the fucking movie.
You are going to be on vacation. You can probably watch it on the plane.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. This is one of the greatest things about Hilton Head Island, where I'm going to be on vacation, where I'm currently on vacation. The movie theater. Tickets are $7.
My God, what is it, 1998?
I know. Wow. Literally, I walked up to go to the movies once, and I went, she was like, that'll be $7. I went, what?
for all of me?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not seeing a kid's movie, right?
I was like, is this a senior citizen price? Like, what did you give me here? I don't understand.
$7.
Yes. And
what is it now? $19.22 or some shit?
Every time I go to the theater, it's $18.
And then I pay another $30 on popcorn.
I spend extra money at the bar before I go in. I get a double shot of whiskey.
I'd rather do that than have popcorn. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they've got a really good Pinot Noir.
Do they at the Arclight? Mm-hmm.
Popcorn, no butter, to me, is a dinner sometimes.
Like popcorn, if, no butter.
Yeah, no butter.
I don't like the butter.
No, butter makes me sick.
Me too.
I used to do screenings.
I mean, movie theater butter. I shouldn't say butter in general.
Yeah. I used to do screenings a lot, and there was a couple of times where I'd have to see a couple of movies a week, and they allow free popcorn and soda.
Yeah.
And I was having popcorn for dinner a lot, and I was like, I cannot keep doing this.
Yeah. But you can.
Because it's the equivalent of like a quarter pounder is a box of...
Of salt, you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean it's equivalent?
I think it's a calorie equivalent.
No, not at all. That's the thing. Popcorn has like zero calories. I mean, not zero.
Is it the salt equivalent?
It may be salt.
And then they give you that water with the green lid. What's that water that they give you all the time?
You mean Dasani has the blue lid.
Dasani.
Yeah, they give you
Dasani. And if you look at the ingredients of Dasani, it's like water, salt.
Yeah.
So that you get thirsty drinking water.
Well, that's because that's owned by Coke, and that's the water that they mix into the Coke products.
Because they're trying to make it as addictive as possible, Coke. Yeah.
Everything's addictive.
I don't drink Coke.
That's why McDonald's puts sugar on their fries.
I cannot stop eating Doritos, as you guys
know. Oh, God, I think I just broke Maude's brain.
They have sugar on the fries?
Yeah, that's what makes McDonald's fries taste so good, is that they mix sugar into the salt, and it gives you that sweet and salty taste that you don't know why you want to just keep eating them.
I feel like majority of America's food has sugar in it.
No shit!
I think you're probably
why
right.
Why do you think we have an obesity problem?
It was so noticeable when I first moved in.
Allison's feeling the booze.
I'm like
she's
dancing. I've had half a can of rosé.
But like the 7-Elevens smell like liquid syrup.
Yeah, they do.
The bread, I can taste the sugar in it.
See, okay, so going back to the White Claw conversation we had in last episode.
No sugar?
No, well, the pure flavor doesn't have sugar. The pure flavor has zero carbs. The flavored ones have two carbs. Not that that's a lot. That's actually like pretty low. But I drink one of those and I can taste the sweetness and I'm really? Not interested in that.
Yeah. I'm the same. Well, when it's food-wise.
Less sugar.
Like, yeah.
I got prepackaged oats so that, you know, you zip the packet, you put it in, and it's like one single serving.
You mean oatmeal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's
when you say oats, I was like, are
oats.
You a horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oat.
Well, it's called porridge, if we're going to be real specific with
it. Is oatmeal actually porridge? I thought porridge was something slightly different.
It's probably without the granules of sugar that is in it. And it was an organic, oatmeal. And I was like, fantastic, because I've just moved over here, and every cereal is sickly sweet.
Yes.
It's unbearable.
It's built,
and I was like, I want it to be cardboard or bust, you know? I don't want any
added
things.
Do you feel like as you get older, you sort of understand your parents more and more? Like, I remember being a kid.
For a long time now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember being a kid and my mother only ate dark chocolate. And I was like,
dark chocolate is disgusting.
Why
would
you
blah, blah, blah.
Disgusting.
And now I only eat dark chocolate. Like, you give me milk chocolate, I'm like, blah. But dark chocolate, like dark chocolate covered almonds, dark chocolate covered pomegranate seeds, dark chocolate, anything, I am in.
I will now eat dark chocolate, but only if it is covering something, like dark chocolate covered cherries.
I mean,
like a
solid piece of dark chocolate is a little much.
This may throw some people off.
Uh-oh.
I don't like plain chocolate. If it's dark or white, I don't like just plain chocolate. It needs to be covered something or have nuts in it.
Yeah,
like,
no. I
like
get that. Like a Hershey. Like, I don't
nuts.
Need just a Hershey bar.
No.
Like, no. But do you like, have you had like John Kelly's chocolates out here?
No.
Ooh, Maude, I'm going to give you a gift.
I want some John Kelly chocolates.
Okay, I'll give you all of
it. Is
guess.
It just a chocolate
just one
bar?
Tiny. I just want
no, it's
tiny
not a bar.
Piece.
It's like, you know, like the like chocolate covered caramels or something, but some of them are nuggets. Like, it's like a dark chocolate covered chocolate nugget. So it is just all chocolate.
Did you say nougat?
Nougat.
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 Nougat,
yeah.
Right? Nougat.
Did Aristotle leave us?
Yeah, he got bored.
He literally just walked away. I feel like we just went off leash. What happened?
Shit.
Yeah.
We're probably canceled. He just found out we're canceled.
Oh, God. Oh, thank God. He's coming back. Oh, thank God. Aristotle,
like,
you left and everything got weird.
I just got a glimpse of what we were like in the classroom and a teacher stepped out. I'm immediately drawing dicks on the chalkboard.
Have you seen?
And you're freaking out because the teacher's not supervising.
Because I'm like, no one's telling me what to do. Wait, this is amazing. Have you seen this thing? It's been like passed around Instagram. It was like a sixth grade class. Maybe eighth grade class. I don't know what age, but you know, middle school class. And they have this English teacher who's like apparently really strict. It's like the teacher you're kind of scared of in school. And this person's like, one day we walked in the class and at everyone's desk was a balloon, like a helium balloon floating in the air and a perfectly sharpened pencil. And everyone sat at their desks and they were like, what the fuck? And they were like, Mrs. Whatever. And she was like, no questions. She's like, I have to go do something. I will be right back. And she leaves the room and everyone just sits there and they are like, what the fuck is
I love
happening?
It.
What and she was gone. No. She was gone for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she walked. She like bursts back into the room and she looks around and she goes, you didn't pop the balloons? And one of the kids goes, we were allowed to pop them? And then all of a sudden it was like havoc and everyone popped like each other's balloons and things like that. Turns out it was the first day they were going to start reading Lord of the Flies.
Oh,
and what she was trying to show them is that if an authority figure left and there was no authority figure, anarchy would happen. But it didn't. These kids were so scared of their teacher that they just sat there because they were like, we don't know what to do.
That's a great teacher.
And then she had to give them permission to go crazy.
So she's got full-on regimented teacher.
Yes!
I like
that. They respect
that.
Her.
Like,
that's why, right?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, everyone remembers the worst teacher that they had, but everyone also remembers that little shit that every classroom had, too.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But also, like, I feel like you look
Joshua
back.
Joshua ran into traffic in year one.
But you, but
yeah. It was my responsibility to hold his hand because I was the most responsible girl in year one.
What?
I had to hold Joshua's hand while we were walking from the pool back to the school because there was a road and he wedged out of my hand and he ran into traffic. He didn't die.
Wow.
But it was he also didn't come back next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We had this hilarious teacher. This was it was in high school. Was it my pre-calc teacher? It was one of my math teachers, Mr. Ross. And he was like maybe 5'4 on a good day and just round. And yeah. I don't mean like fat, just like if a bowling ball could be a human being.
I see him. I see
that
him.
That was Mr. Ross. Mm. And he took no shit from anyone.
That's why he's so fat, because he took those shits.
No,
but he like built up inside.
But I slowly realized that he was like he did a character as a teacher. Like Mr. Ross himself was actually probably like a really just like chill dude.
What?
But you would walk into his class and he'd be like, "What? Sit in your chair." Blah, blah, blah. Like there was just like a drill sergeant thing about him. And then he used to like to tell the story that he was actually originally hired as a gym teacher at the high school. Like he's actually a gym teacher.
Yeah.
And then he somehow became a math teacher. And we were all like, that makes no sense. Because I was in like the upper level math classes. Like he was teaching an elevated level of math. And I was, bragging a little, but I was always the top student in math. My mother has her doctorate in mathematics. I was literally taught math.
Interesting. That's cool.
As my second language. So I was always in starting from fucking first grade to graduating high school, I was every math teacher's favorite student because I got it. I was the easiest student to deal with. And so I was always Mr. Ross's favorite, but Mr. Ross would never admit that he had a favorite. Like his favorite thing to do was this. Anyone did anything remotely odd or weird, not wrong, just odd or weird, he kicked them out of class. And then he'd make them come back like 5 minutes later.
Oh my gosh, like in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
Perkies now, Perkies. Yeah. He would send it later.
So there was one day that I would always sit up front in class because star student.
Nerd alert.
I know. Yeah. And like Mr. Ross is like yelling, doing on one of his rants that like I always got a fucking kick out of because I think it was
never aimed at you.
Well, and I also think I could tell at like that young of an age that it was a performance.
Ah.
Like I think most students
he inspired you
that.
To act?
Yeah, possibly.
Oh my gosh.
But he was like yelling and I was like trying to internalize a laugh so hard and I'm up front and he's basically standing right in front of me and he has us open our books and he's like flip to page whatever and I go to flip the page and instead I have so much energy in me I accidentally rip the page out of the book as I'm turning it and I'm just like oh and he just goes and he turns like bright red and he's like
Miss Hayslip
to the computer lab that's where we got sent to if we were kicked out I'm like I had never been kicked out of class before. And I'm like, okay. And then I just start laughing hysterically and like walk my way to the computer lab. And then he comes back and gets me like 10 minutes later. He's like, you can come back. And I'm like, okay, Mr. Ross.
Wow.
And I look back and it's not like Mr. Ross was it's not like I learned the most in Mr. Ross's class, but it's also like he wasn't like the most boring teacher I ever had. Yeah. I just always think of Mr. Ross because he was so unique. He was so unique as a teacher. Mr. Ross, he was like a beet red bowling ball.
God bless you, Mr. Ross.
If you're listening, hello. Hope you're doing well. Sorry that your star student is calling you a beetroot bowling ball.
She clearly has respect for him.
I know. He was amazing.
He's cool with it.
A lot of my high school teachers can get fucked.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, let's take a break and then come back to that.
Oh, okay.
All right, so which of your high school teachers can get fucked, Maude?
Yeah, Maude.
A couple of them that weren't even my teachers. So I went to a private all-girls school.
It must be nice to be rich. Private all-girls school.
Not even. It was actually so much worse because they had butt-tons of cash, and I was just trying to fit in. My mum was just trying to provide good education, which she could, you know.
Public school wasn't good enough for you guys over
barely
there?
Barely afford. She just, she wanted
She wanted
to
you away from the boys, is that what it was? Because
yes.
She knew. Because
yes.
She's a sex therapist.
That's exactly
so
what
like,
it was.
Yes.
Not all girls
so
school.
So I had sex with all the girls. No, I'm joking.
Nice. All right. Okay, keep going.
No, I couldn't stand the girls. They were a bunch of brats. Have you guys ever seen Summer Heights High? Which is
I vaguely remember that.
It's an Australian show, which is like a satire comedy kind of sketch show.
No.
Where a comedian called Chris Lilly decides to be a bunch of different characters. And Summer Heights High was the high school
version. Oh, yes. Absolutely. I see all the memes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I see all the memes.
He plays Mr. G, which is the drama teacher, the gay drama teacher. He also plays Jonah, which when you think about it, is super racist because he plays like this... Polynesian kid who's down and out, who blames, you know, his father for things that he doesn't even do. He's the one who coined the phrase "puck you, miss." But there was also Jamie, and Jamie wanted her name to be pronounced Jemay.
Oh, yes.
And so Jemay went to the private all-girls school.
Yes,
and
I do remember this.
You know, it was like so important to completely look the part and to sound the part and to be so popular and to try and get all the hot boys because that's what's really important. I went to that school.
Oh, really?
And a lot of the girls there were the Jemay. And if I could headbutt them.
What did they do to you? They call you names or they just exclude you? Or
oh, my God. So
throw their money in your face?
I was the, I wish I would have grabbed it. So in year 11, I had a falling out with my group, which is junior. Falling out with my group in the sophomore year.
Yeah.
What's 10? Sophomore?
That's sophomore, yeah.
Yeah. And then I moved into the popular group.
Yeah, Maude. Way to go, popular girl. Woo.
So they were like, all right, girls, this week, this is what's really important.
No
way.
We're
going to be wearing our socks this high.
Are you serious?
Not all the way up, not all the way down.
Oh, God.
Mid-range. We're going to be
What is it? On Fridays, we wear pink.
On Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what day of the week is it? On
it
Wednesdays,
was exactly
we wear pink.
Like
Jesus.
That. And it was like, we're going to be laughing like this. I'm like, I don't laugh like that. It's really important that we show our brothers affection because our brothers are our best friends. I'm like, I fucking hate my two brothers and I'm not coming near them. And we also, with all of our grades, we have to be getting A's. Otherwise, it's frankly really embarrassing. And we're going to be eating tuna, no mayonnaise all week. And
what?
I was like,
this, you don't make any of that up.
No. I was like, I don't want to do any of this. That's and it's all about conforming to the regimented system, like Gossip Girl, all that kind of stuff. And there were a few queen bees there as well.
Tuna with no mayonnaise.
So what I would do...
I've actually stopped eating tuna with mayonnaise because this might be controversial.
Uh-oh. Because Gemma said so.
No. Because I now mix tuna with avocado.
Yum.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
This is my new favorite thing.
I still love mayonnaise.
A can of tuna, a half an avocado, little bit of olive oil, some chopped red onion, a little salt, mix it all together.
That sounds
It's a fucking pretty, delicious
really,
and
really
it's
good.
Really healthy.
Did you invent that? Or you
I kind of did. I kind of did.
You would have been queen bee in this group.
I would have been fucking queen bee.
So Allison's just brought something
to the table. On Fridays,
we
wear blue.
That's law now.
Yeah.
So I would find every loophole in the school.
Yeah.
I would pretend to have diarrhea so that I could walk out of class up to half an hour at a time.
No way.
Keep in mind, I got detention.
Maybe that's why you're single, Maude.
Because I went to a private all-girls school?
No, because you had 30-minute bouts of diarrhea.
I faked it.
I know.
Yeah, but did
kidding.
All... Oh, I guess it was... Yeah. No, go ahead.
And that's the thing. Is we're all girls. I was just like, fuck this. I just don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. I had really cursive handwriting, and I found out that you couldn't just not show up at school, but there was a way to get out of school. And so using their loopholes and using their system, I would premeditate when I wanted to have half a day off.
Ooh.
And I would blame it on an orthodontist appointment or anything else.
Uh-huh.
And I would write my letter as if I was my mother. I would get it signed and stamped. And then when that day came, I had my letter and I'd be like, peace, I'm fucking out of here.
Yes.
So I played by the rules, but I pushed every boundary.
Yep.
But then the worst one was, I mean, getting the Saturday detention for wearing the wrong shade of green ribbon in my hair.
No.
Oh.
Wrong shade.
And I also nearly got a detention for the way that I walked.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, I didn't pick up my feet enough, and I was trying really hard to impress people and be really cool. And I looked around to Mrs. Hart, and I said, I'm actually walking to maths early to get help with my homework.
Plural maths.
Because there's more than one number when you talk about
that's
maths.
True.
Yeah, but math doesn't mean numbers.
Mathematics.
Mathematics. You don't call it mathematic. I guess that's right. You call
it
math.
That's true, but
mathematics.
You don't pluralize.
Don't argue it. It's factual.
I'm going to think of another word that's pluralized that when we shorten it isn't plural.
Mathematics.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious.
It's never mathematics.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I
get it. And I was just like, who am I honestly trying to impress?
Heck? Yeah.
And she regulated me for trying to be, this too cool brat.
You
know, I was like, oh, my God.
Is that because, she was one of those kids herself who was just not cool and she was envious of you teenage girls who were all cool and pretty and she's, getting revenge
I'm
now?
I'm sure there are so many of our teachers that, took out their insecurities on us.
Yeah. Oh, my
for
God.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I had two or three of my best friends had eating disorders.
Oh, Jesus.
And I had to overcompensate by eating all of their food.
You didn't want to go to waste. So
right?
You're not
going to
eat it.
Well, I had to keep up appearances. I was like, I swear to God, I eat. And then one of the biggest bitches of the year walked up to my anorexic friend who should have or was in hospital and said, babe, you look so good. What's your secret?
No.
Ah!
She knew, and she was just sabotaging her to make her even get worse, probably.
No, she was jealous.
She actually was jealous. She wasn't just pretending to be jealous to make her waste away and get sick.
That's another Instagram thing that's been going around where this woman's like, I went up to, there's a woman who works out at my gym when I'm there normally, and she's like, I went up to her one day and was like, you look really good. What have you done? And the woman was like, oh my God, are you being serious? I've just started doing a lot of coke.
No way.
Don't do that, people.
I've had that as well. Maud, you look so good. I was 19. Maud, you look so good. What's your secret? I'm broke.
I can't afford to eat.
I eat baked beans on toast 6 days a week every meal.
Yeah.
At 19, where were you?
I just moved to Sydney, and this is before I started at Nickelodeon.
Well, this is what we forget. It's like the ancient Greeks actually thought that being fatter was more attractive because it meant you were wealthier.
Yeah, you could afford to eat.
Yes.
Right. And now it's what's attractive is discipline.
Yeah, willpower.
So like before, the slave people or the labor workers, they were the ones who had to walk for miles a day. They had to lift all the things. So they were so built and jacked because of all this manual labor that they were doing. And then, the people that had status, who had lots of money, were very soft and very fat and well fed. And then now it's like anyone can get fat. And, you know, 40 McNuggets for $8.99,
people. Because we put sugar in everything.
I want
sugar
some McNuggets.
Sign of status is actually being able to say, no, I don't want to indulge. Yes, I am going to the gym and voluntarily lifting
heavy
things.
And yes, I'm spending $15 on my salad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's expensive to eat healthy.
It totally is.
I want McNuggets.
I know. That sounds really good.
Guys,
why'd you bring up McNuggets? It's lunchtime right now, and Allison and I.
Because some McNuggets.
Because I'm telling you right now, like 12 McNuggets are $8.95. You have 40 for $8.99.
Well, that's like this, every so often the government tries to change the way that food stamps are used and that sort of thing. And so all these studies come out and all these, you know, personal stories come out. And I remember recently reading that, poor people are given a lot of shit for not eating well. And they explain, like, this article I read was like, there's only certain things you can get with food stamps. And if you can only get certain things, what you are trying to do is maximize maximize the amount of calories you can get for what your food stamps are. And someone's explaining, like, actually the best thing to solve that equation is to get a chocolate cake mix. If you get a chocolate cake mix and the things that you need to make a chocolate cake with, you can make an entire chocolate cake, which lasts for 4 or 5 days.
Right.
And you are getting the most calories out of a slice of chocolate cake compared to anything else. Zero nutrients. But that's not exactly how you think. You're just like, we are technically trained to say, I need,
need calories to energy.
Like, we're supposed to have, 2,000 calories a day. Well, how do I get 2,000 calories a day if I can only afford one meal? A slice of chocolate cake, you know? And it's like we think about things so backwards sometimes. Right. It's like what we should be able to get with food stamps is like fresh, healthy food because that's the healthy stuff. And it's like if that's the only thing you can get, you should get the healthy stuff. But we don't allow that.
No.
You know what? Add chocolate cake to the Postmates order.
Add chocolate cake. So we're going to Postmates some chicken nuggets and some chocolate cake.
Also, apparently a man was admitted into hospital and he became paralyzed because he ate 413 chicken nuggets.
Became paralyzed?
Paralyzed.
Oh, like Jesus. For life or just for...
No, his body was just like, no.
Shut down.
And then the comment under that article, which is what made the meme, was, so 412 is the limit. Got it.
Oh, my God. I got to be honest, I kind of hate McDonald's chicken
nuggets.
Yeah, I do. Oh, they just have such a weird taste to me. I can't remember the last time
I've had one. I think I've had one lot in the last sort of about 5 or 6 years, and I remember being so dissatisfied.
Yeah, I'm all about Burger King chicken tenders, though.
Interesting.
Those are good. Wow. I think they use different spices, that's why.
What is your cheat? What's your cheat meal? What is? Because for me, for a very long time, especially with my hangovers, was sausage McMuffins.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So good.
So
I've maxed out.
Tom's really excited about this.
I've had too many now. Yeah. That, like, it doesn't have the same appeal. Like I hit my limit.
Yes. You made it unspecial.
I did that with mandarins as well.
Mandarin oranges? Oranges?
Yeah. I had like one a day for about four years, and now
or
I can't.
Or mandarin men.
Yeah.
Oi.
Oh, 3 days.
Yeah, sounds like a little cheap about your shirt.
Did you just speak Mandarin?
Yeah.
Shit, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Wait, Tom, why'd you get so excited?
Oh, because, okay, so like a few years ago, Jen, I had to drive her to the airport because she was going back home for Easter.
Yes.
So I dropped her off at the airport. It's Easter morning, actually, by the way. I think she was going back east.
Cheap flight.
East.
Cheap flight. I think it was Easter morning. And, you know, she generally helps eat healthier at the house. So I dropped her off at the airport. I go straight to McDonald's. Oy. I get three sausage egg McMuffins hash browns.
The hash browns.
Tom! I ate them all.
Listen, because that's my cheat because, like, I don't eat like that ever. I haven't been to McDonald's in years. I still never, ever eat fast food. I'm usually at a restaurant. But, like, I love fast food. But, so that's my cheat. Amazing.
That's your cheat.
No egg for me.
I think.
But I eat all three of them.
This is embarrassing. My cheat is the ham and cheese croissant at Starbucks.
Yes.
Not the one with the egg.
No, I know. You hate egg.
Yeah, I hate egg.
Same.
And not every Starbucks carries this, but they have just a ham and cheese croissant. And I used to eat them regularly, and then I realized, that's not looking good on me, Allison. So now it's my cheat. Now it's my, like, if I just need something.
They're popular in Australia.
Ham and cheese croissants? Mm-hmm. They're so good.
They're so good, but I feel like that's probably why they didn't look good on you, because they're so oily in a way,
that's what I mean.
Like,
they're delicious.
They're so good.
A croissant is doused in butter.
Yeah, it's basically just butter with a little bit of flakes of bread.
I actually had a croissant. I had a turkey and cheese croissant before I came here, but I got it from, like a mom and pop bakery. So, I feel like when things are like home. No, it was delicious. Yeah. But my point is like when something's sort of like homemade, it's a little different than when you're getting it. Like they pulled it out of the plastic packaging and heated it up in their little toaster oven.
That's
like,
quite that's, sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so. there was this gross like donut shop down the street from my place into Hollywood, North Hollywood, sorry.
Yeah.
But like it was just like the grossest donuts, grossest coffee, but they made the best like ham and cheese croissant.
So and
like, there's a lot of gross coffee in America.
But like they still,
Hey! Listen, I don't even drink coffee. I'm like, why the fuck do I care?
I say what happens in America is, you know, like the what is it? The drip coffee? What's that thing? The pot of coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee pot.
That doesn't exist in Australia.
What do you
the
mean?
The notion
what, you
of,
guys just
oh, like,
it in
a,
your
like
hands?
A mass quantity of coffee.
But like in the a pot.
Yeah.
You guys use the press. You use the French press? Is that what you're talking about?
French press sometimes.
So then where do you make your coffee?
It's beans. Espresso. It's always espresso.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a shot of coffee.
Are you confused too? Like where?
Well, yeah, but I don't make coffee ever. So I feel like I'm allowed to be confused. But I mean, you say with beans, but how do they make it?
So,
yeah,
and I actually used to work. Oh, so
there we go. I've seen those.
No. That's a high-end pour-over coffee. And some places are fantastic.
Pour-over.
But like the dodgy places will do those big vats of it. And Keurig also do it over here, which is something that I never want a part of.
But you're saying you don't do big vats of in Australia.
No, it's espresso. So you have the beans. And I actually, used to work at a it sounds very bougie, but it's like an organic cafe meets a florist and homewares and gallery.
Yeah, super bougie.
Wow.
Darling.
Yeah.
And I had this one customer and I never burnt her milk. And so the coffee wasn't scalding and she hated me for it.
Oh.
She would chastise me every week. She goes, you're going to make it hot this week? And I'm like, my hand's on fire with the milk. Like,
what do you want?
You used to make coffee drinks.
You are a dragon. So
you are a dragon.
You have the beans in a thing. You put, they blend all the beans. So it's like powdery. Yep.
Yeah, they grind the beans.
Grind the beans. You put the slip it and in
what?
The filter?
Nope. No, it's like a little scoopy thing.
You take a scoop
where it
of
filters
the ground.
Through.
Oh, oh yeah.
It goes
gotcha,
in there.
Yes,
you pat
yes,
you pat the
espresso dealy.
You pat the filtered bean in.
Yes,
you
yes,
put
yes.
it in. The boiling water
the
goes down.
Through it. Yep.
That's when you get your espresso into the cup.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then
there we go.
That's how they make it at Starbucks.
Yeah. So you're making espressos.
But they're not they're just not the same. Maybe the beans have sugar in it, whatever it is. and then you get your milk.
Well, your beans probably are mass produced like what Starbucks gets. Mm. But yeah, that is how they make it. For someone who doesn't drink coffee,
Allison's
at least know how that's made.
But
well
a lot of the time, like just coffee is one thing, but espresso is another.
Yes,
whereas
absolutely.
In Australia, coffee is espresso.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And isn't, because out here, basically espresso is just really strong coffee.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Uh-huh. It's like, of it, and then you fill it up with milk, usually.
Oh,
to
yes,
become
yes,
like
yes.
A latte.
Well, I think coffee
flat white,
is like a
cappuccino.
Lot of water right. goes through to make a cup. It's like the same amount of coffee, but more water.
It's a shot. Yeah, but then you milk it
I
up.
Am talking, I have absolutely no, I have never drank coffee. I don't,
is,
I have no basis in putting any of this, but it just makes sense.
So
to
I
me.
Do this where I have my shot of coffee every morning, and then I add milk to it to make a latte.
Yes.
Or even a flat white.
Yum.
Yes.
I will make you a decaf one day.
Ooh, no. No, I don't like the taste of coffee.
You
it's
will.
Not. It's not the caffeine. No. I don't even like coffee.
You will be.
I don't even like coffee ice cream.
Yeah, I don't like coffee ice cream, but I love coffee.
It is the taste.
I hate coffee ice cream.
Of coffee. Yeah.
The first time I had coffee, I nearly shut myself in the street.
Because it was caffeine?
It goes
got your colon moving
through
that
you.
Much?
And I got the shakes, my adrenaline. And I got the shakes because of the caffeine. Now, I needed to function.
You need it.
That's a problem. All right, I'm going to get to a quick email because we're basically, we haven't done a single email. And we're at the end of this episode. hold on. I want to do a good one.
In case you didn't hear that.
What didn't I hear?
I'm regular.
She's regular.
You're regular. Oh, good. Wait. This is a quick email. This is a follow-up to 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
Sweet.
Do you remember when we got the email? It's the one from Bill worked with Doug, who murdered people.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, fuck you, Doug.
I don't know if you remember this about Bill's email, but he originally wrote, "Hello, HHHLK, hello, Allison Maud. That wordplay was for Maud. Congrats, Tom." And we were all like, we don't get it.
All right.
He wrote in to explain what that meant.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
And the moment he explained it, I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. But I didn't pull it. So he goes, now he writes, hello, HHHLN, which as soon as you say it like that, I'm like, now I got the joke. It's from Bill.
Yeah. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Maud. Hello, Maud.
Hello, Bill.
Thanks for reading my email. Hello, just want to explain HHHHLK.
Okay.
Half hour, happy hour, ladies, night.
Night.
Where the ladies, who's the knight?
Like, well, the just knight in shining armor. Yes. Yes, exactly.
I know,
but before you say anything, you should know that I'm a dad, so it's okay.
It is okay.
I have obviously been enjoying
anyway.
All of Maud's puns.
Yay.
And she has been a great addition to the show.
She has.
I know
Thanks,
if
Phil.
You have to explain a joke, you ruined it, so I feel bad.
It's true.
It's fine.
Ladies,
fine.
No.
To make up for it, I will bestow upon you my amazing pizza joke.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. It's too cheesy.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill.
Thanks for making my commute fun once a week, Bill.
That's amazing.
I feel
Thanks,
like
Bill.
On that note, we kind of have to end this episode.
Yeah,
you can
that's
expect
good.
A bill in the mail.
Or in the inbox.
Inbox.
That's for you, Bill.
We got a bill in the inbox. That's amazing.
And on that note.
And did we crush it?
Yeah, we did.
I think we crushed
it. We crushed
it. There's a lot of death here.
We crushed it.
I love
you guys. One can of rosé.
You guys are flying.
And I am happy.
I'll have to drive you
and
guys
we got,
home.
We got to record one more episode.
Because
I'm still on vacation.
Bye.
All right, everyone. If you want to email us, email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on. We don't even know what we're on most of the time.
No.
Spotify, Google Play,
My dad listens
iTunes.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Stitcher, TuneIn, just whatever you listen. You know what? Tell us what we're on. That's a great idea.
Why don't you just tell us what we're on?
Tell all the rest of your friends what we're on and have them listen to us.
I dare you.
I dare you.
Double dare.
Oh, shit. You just got double dared to tell your friends about
us. By Maud.
By Maud. You got it. Just all right, that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour. Ladies,
good night.
Thanks for being with us, Todd.
Thanks.
Super Volcano. Oh, that's your old name.
Oh,
White Wine Mandango Krajewski.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.